I love you.
Hello and welcome back to Bebo's Legends Podcast. Tonight we're discussing episode 13, Leviathan. My name is Carrie and I'm joined by...
Elias.
Nisi.
Yunwen.
Oh, right.
No,
that's
no,
my
it's
turn.
Nisi.
Okay.
I'm sorry. From
this episode...
This is amazing. We're leaving it. Let's go.
This episode was directed by Gregor Smith and written by Sarah Nicole Jones and Ray Uttanahit.
I'm sorry, but from the way the persons, Jesus Christ,
oh.
People are aligned on my screen, it looked like you pointed at me.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'll stop pointing because that's really not helpful for anybody. It's you now.
Oh yeah, it's me now. So, what were your initial thoughts about the episode? For me, personally, the problem was I had slight technical difficulties. Jesus Christ, I can't talk anymore. So I only could watch half of it. But I remember... a bit, and it was just, most of it was like, it hurts to watch, but it's in the future, and I'm scared of that actually happening if Trump wins again. And then Trump lost.
Yeah. Lisi.
So, yeah. I didn't quite like this episode. I don't know why. I watched it. And it was running on my TV, but I didn't, you know, it was kind of, how do I describe this? Weird to watch? I don't know.
Fun.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't like it. It was boring. I don't know.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I thought the episode was really good. I thought it was, like, full of fight scenes. It had a bit of humour. I mean, it was futury, which I don't particularly like. I kind of like the past. But I thought it was good. Like, I didn't mind it. It wasn't my fave, but it wasn't, like, the worst one ever. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get to the favorite parts of the episode. And I just thought about that. And the first thing that popped into my head was the talk between the short sequence between Snart and Sarah. Oh, I love you too, Kari. When Sarah was like, don't tell me you just want to sneak in there and steal her bracelet. Okay, then I'm not going to tell you.
My favorite part was Martin, like, shouting at Rip that he just is now saving these refugees. And I love this because he stood up for these people and he just decided from his own point of view. Is this right English? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
I think my favorite part was all the action scenes, I think. I don't know. Maybe. And that's all.
I just choked. Sorry, guys. I seemed silly, and then I choked.
typical Karin.
My favorite was that big fight scene at the end, you know, the one where, like, everybody was doing their little fights against everybody else. Duh. Wow, words failing me. Help someone, dictionary. Kendra was fighting Savage and everybody else was fighting all the soldier people. Yeah, I thought that was a good fight scene. It made me happy. So yeah, that was my favorite part.
Okay. let's get to the least favorite moments. And to be honest, I, as I said, only watched half of the episode. And from the part I saw, like, my least favorite episode, Jesus Christ, moment, Jesus Christ, fuck, was actually, like, Jax giving the kid the granola bar or whatever it was, I don't remember. Because, yes, I get why you want to help, I get why you want to do that, but, like, if you give it to one kid, you have to give it to all of them. And it's just gonna get their hopes up that you're gonna help them, and you think you can, but in reality, you have nothing against Savage in that moment, so you don't know what you're actually doing and causing.
Same. I didn't like this either. Like, the whole, I mean, it, I get it. I get that he wanted, you know, but I didn't like it. But I did like the, like I said before, that Martin then put all of them on the ship, so they were safe and sound.
Oh, Jesus Christ, now I have the song stuck in my head, I hate you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Did Kendra actually kill Savage?
She not didn't. Yet, no. I think.
Okay,
no, they just
that was my least favorite part. Like, don't be such an ass and kill him. Like,
BLP Becca talking about murder.
Don't be such an ass. Just kill him.
It's normal for us if we talk about murder.
Put
at
it
this point.
On a t-shirt, guys.
Niecy, write that down.
Write that down. Don't be such an ass.
On it.
My least favorite part. Right. Okay. I get that Cassie was really upset that her dad killed her mom and that's sad and stuff. However, I feel like she was swayed very quickly. Like, one minute she's all, my dad's the best ever. And then she's all, like, throwing knives into the people. Like, that there was no progression. She was 1 minute mad at him. No, 1 minute not mad and the next minute mad. And I just thought there should have been an in-betweeny stage.
No.
It was rushed, though. It was rushed. Like,
no. I can talk from my own experience. When I found out what my mom was actually doing to me, the moment I found out, I was like, oh my god, I hate that bitch. There are still some parts or moments where I'm like, yeah, I kind of love her, but at the same time, I hate her with all I have, and it was like, bup.
Yeah, I mean, I get that part, but I feel like there was, like, I get they can't show every minute of everything that happens because it's a TV show and they have a certain amount of time and stuff like that, but, like, even Snart taking her back to the team and being like, right, this is the plan, she's gonna do this, like, his big thing, like, make the plan, execute the plan goes to shit, throw out the plan. Like, he should have shared the plan, at least. Like, I would have liked to see, like, Sarah's reaction to being told that Cassie was gonna be on Team Legends for a hot second, you know? I don't know. I like the character, and I felt like they could have just used her a bit more, so I don't like that they didn't. Just my opinion, though.
They could have added her to the Legends team, to be honest. It would have been so awesome.
I think she's badass.
I thought that, too.
She's so badass.
I thought that, too.
I like you.
It's my turn again. I'm so sorry. I'm not having the best day today. So, the most meaningful part of the episode. I think, like, especially if we think about the rest of the season, the most meaningful moment was Kendra realizing that she has to melt the bracelet and pour it over the hitty thingy. I don't remember what it's called. I'm so sorry. Spike something thingy. Spinny spinny sword thingy. yeah.
It's the spiky, spiky bat thingy. Put that on a t-shirt. And then put it in pipe and smoke it. Boom.
Girl. Why you want to smoke a t-shirt? I'm actually concerned right now.
Someone needs to put that on a t-shirt. That's funny. Why do you want to smoke a t-shirt? Oh,
I'm concerned though.
It's just a saying.
Okay.
It's like a boom.
Never heard it before.
Put it in your pipe and smoke it. I think it's an English thing.
Probably.
I'll find out its origin. Nisi.
Yes.
Most meaningful part.
I am going to say, I don't know. This is hard. I'm in between, like, Kendra finding out about Carter, or Martin bringing those people on the ship. You know?
Yeah. Yep, yep, definitely.
I can't choose.
Yoon, I must ask you a question. What was the most meaningful part?
Don't steal my joke!
Or I'm gonna stash you!
I must ask you not to steal my joke.
Yeah, Yoon, what was the most meaningful part for you?
I think probably when Kendra... Well, that scene with Carter and Kendra when he gave Kendra that weapon. And then she remembers that she can use bracelets and all of that.
Yeah. Completely professional people here. I fully agree. However, for me, the most meaningful part was when she seen that Carter was still alive, because I feel like that has quite a big impact on the team, because obviously it then leads to, spoiler alert, leaving Legends. So,
exactly.
Big, big meaningful part. Yeah.
Yes.
Elias. Oh my god, this episode is so sucky. What are we doing?
I don't know. People are gonna love it. So, do you guys have anything to add to the episode? Because I don't. I don't know. Okay, I have one thing to add. It reminded me a bit of the third and fourth season of The 100.
But shitty.
That too.
Words.
So yeah. Giving over.
Nisi, it's you. not your turn to dance. Your turn to speak.
It's my part to speak.
Yeah.
I got
good, very good. Yep, yep.
Next, no. We head over to our.
No, Nisi, to answer.
What are you? What do you want me to do? I'm confused here.
Do you have anything to add to the episode?
I said no.
Even when it's your turn.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't have anything to add.
Oh my god. I do. Oh, but I can't speak right now because I'm too busy losing my damn mind. Okay. So these are the three bullet points that I wrote down. Point number one, Sarah and Cassie fighting, big smiley face. Happy days.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that was hot.
Oh, yeah. Point number two, Cassie equals badass.
Yes.
And point number three, can we just spend a brief minute talking about how Mick decided that the best course of action would be to chop her up and send little pieces of her to her father?
Okay, yeah. And also the scene where Jax is like, and this lid is going to be very angry. No, this pot is going to be very angry when he finds out we took his lid. And like, I just have the blooper in my head of him. This lid is going to be very upset when we, when he finds out we took his lid. Wait, what?
Yeah. Also, you stole my fucking question, so fuck you.
Mwah.
Uh-huh. Go fuck yourself.
Just because you care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have to do it myself anymore.
Boom. Ah. Mic drop. Awesome. So coming up next, we have our quiz segment where we ask each other quiz questions. Big shocker. We think that it would be really awesome if you played along at home while you're listening or on the bus or the train or even the toilet. Shout those answers loud and shout them.
Proud.
Proud. I was drinking.
Yeah, the answer's proud. Well done. 1 point for Gryffindor. Elias.
Okay. Let's see what my stupid brain can come up with. Help. I'm stuck. Why can't I come up with anything now? Help.
Because you're broken. Go to the fridge.
Okay.
Just throw it over. It's fine. You can think of something as we go.
Okay. Nisi, please.
Yes. How many years... How many years ago from... how do you say that? 2166? Did Peritegidon rule the world?
Shit.
16?
No.
Nope.
47, 48,
49, 50.
Is it
19? Nope.
What? Yes, it is.
Nope, it's not.
2166.
Go back and listen.
Well, I have no idea.
You're wrong.
No, 14?
Yes, it's 14.
How is it 14 when he releases the freaking virus in 2147? Oh, it wasn't him. Never mind. It's all good. Moving on. Sorry. I'll go fuck myself. It's fine.
Oh, it's my turn.
Indeed.
Yeah, right. It's a really easy question. Anyways, what were the names of Rip's wife and son?
Jonas.
And Miranda.
Yes.
Congratulations. Go teamwork. Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work. Okay. How far away were the Resistance when Gideon detected them?
600 meters?
No.
69 meters?
Oh, because it's such a fun...
1 hour away.
...number.
Within the hour.
No, mate, that was the attacking people. I'm talking about, like, the Resistance to Savage, like the...
The good people.
The good people.
I don't know that.
Half Elias, you got it like double.
300 meters?
You're so smart. Well done. Your memory is amazing. If looks could kill.
You'd be falling down dead right now.
So many times.
No, but like, I have a question now. And as I said, I'm gonna go with random fucking questions again because it's funny, actually, kind of.
Also because you didn't prepare any and you're just...
Yeah.
Seem like,
yeah. And it's my brand by now. How many different species of frogs are there?
69. Boom.
No.
7.
No.
12.
42?
Mm-mm.
20.
19. I'm gonna give you one guess and then I'm gonna reveal it. Reveal the bear.
Bum, 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 bum.
12?
No. You are all way too low. It's 6,000 species.
What? Yes.
I looked it up.
Why would you look something like that up?
Because I needed a question, bitch.
Fair.
It's my turn. Yes. What's Savage's daughter called?
Cassandra.
Yes.
I don't have more questions.
That's okay. What date and place did we flash back to with the Hawk people?
1941.
Oregon.
Iowa.
1941.
1941, Iowa City. You were close. I mean, I'm sure Iowa and Oregon are close to each other. I don't know.
I'm bad at geography, so don't
You're
ask
definitely
me.
Both in the same country, so I'll give you half a point.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm so generous, it's why I'm just such a kind and giving person.
Oh, shut up.
And modest, too.
Bitch.
Please.
I love you.
Also, I love you.
So, Yun, your turn.
Yun said she didn't have a question.
I, yeah, right, there was something. Kari.
I just went. It's you.
Oh. I'm... Today is really not my day. I'm stupid.
Fuck.
Thank you. When was the Tea Party of Boston?
Words.
When was the Tea Party of Boston?
Yesterday.
No. Do you know what the Tea Party of Boston is?
No.
No.
During the Civil War between the South and the North in America, when they tried to split from the UK, the Americans put all their tea into the wharf, yeah, in the Griffin's Wharf in Boston, and there's a date for that because it's a really historic event.
Oh, is that like in Hamilton? When he sings... You throw your tea in the sea when you see me go by. Why is that sad?
I throw you. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and I know what you mean, but when was it?
I don't know, but I feel like I get half a point for knowing that song.
Yeah.
No idea. I don't even know when the war was, to tell you that.
Okay, when exactly, I don't know either, but I know which century it was in. But the Boston Tea Party was on 16th of December, 1773.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Beeble's Legends podcast are educating you now. You're welcome. Free history.
Welcome to history class.
Right freaking here. Nisi, take it away.
Yes. In how many days did Ripsay will his wife and son be killed?
3 days.
Yes.
That's what I said.
You're so smart, people.
In how many lifetimes did Kendra say that her and Carter had been married? Say it out loud, Nisi.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, I mean, we know the answer now, but in how many lifetimes did Kendra say that she and Carter had been married? I don't even think you're listening.
I was listening, my internet is just shit.
Oh, okay, because Nisi already said the answer.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, go guess.
18?
Yeah, it was 8, so, I mean, you were close. Not really, but this is the thought that counts. You're up. Question me. Us.
Well?
Elias.
Oh, Jesus. My internet is fucking shit right now. I'm so sorry. But I heard what you said, and how many shows are, like, both theater and musical are running on Broadway right now.
None.
Right now.
None. I mean, not like in lockdown right now, but like how no. many? You know what? Jesus. Like how many were running before the lockdown? Like right before the lockdown?
No idea. I know that Six was on Broadway before the lockdown. I think Frozen might have been. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
It's, if I counted correctly, 17.
That's good.
And I could read them all to you, but...
Go, read them fast.
Okay. The Book of Mormon, Chicago, Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Girl from the North Country, Hadestown, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Jagged Little Pill, Mean Girls, Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, that's it.
Six was definitely on Broadway. Maybe it was on a break. Macy.
Yes. I don't have any more questions because my last question was, what is his wife's and son's name?
Okay, I'll go. Because I've got two more, so I'll just fire out the two more questions, okay? How many seats are on the jump ship?
Seven.
Boom. Seven. For all the British people out there, you'll get that one. When and where was the Armageddon virus released?
London.
No. 21.
47? 47. Yes. It was Kaznia, the 3rd of November in 2147.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
My God. How did you know that?
Because they said it.
They did. Yeah. So I'm going to take a brief moment to ask anyone who's listening to this podcast right now to share it. Share it with a friend. Share it with your cat. I don't really care, but share it with somebody.
Share it with your significant other.
Just tell them about it, you know? Yeah. Let them know that we're here. And if you listen on a platform that enables you to leave a review, such as Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It really helps us. And it'd be wicked cool. So please do that. Thank you very much. Love you. Bye. Coming up next is our Who Said It segment. Who Said It segment. Yay, sorry, I just got my hair stuck in my pen. Where we say a quote from the episode and everybody else has to guess who said it. And as always, we highly encourage you to play along. Elias, you're not going to participate in this one because you can't just make shit up.
No. Nisi. That's one thing I can't do.
Exactly. Nisi, go.
Here we stand at the edge of history.
Vandal Savage. And I know that because it was one of my finish the quotes, you bitch.
Okay. That wasn't rhetorical.
Sarah Lance.
Sarah Lance.
Yay.
A killer, a klepto, and a pyro.
Me. Savage Stoddard?
No, it was Mick. The other two got it right, yeah. Maisie.
I'm your fiancé. I listen to you.
Ray.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. I really paid attention to this episode.
You'll never... be without me.
Maybe I didn't. You'll never.
Carter.
Yay.
Carter to Kendra.
Oh.
In 1941 in Iowa.
We'll take Savage. You tie up the guards.
Snort.
Yes.
It's me?
Yes.
Oh. It works with my outfit.
Mick.
Yes.
We just like sparkly objects.
Mick also.
Yay.
Are you seriously jewelry shopping right now?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, well done. Nisi?
You recruited us to save the world. That includes everyone in here.
Martin Stein.
Yes.
I don't have more.
Okay. I might not either. Oh, never said it worked perfectly.
Snart.
Nope.
Mick.
Yeah. It was Mick.
I'm gonna go with Lousy.
Sarah.
Yeah.
You guys have used so many of mine. Let's see. Time wants to happen.
Right.
Fuck off, yeah.
Yeah. You can't just tell people to fuck off when they get the answer right before you.
Fuck off.
Let's see. I might not have any more. Now might be a good time to start praying.
Rip.
Reap.
Hey, reap.
That was my last one. That was a really good quick fire round, guys. I'm proud of us for that. We must be getting more attuned. Remembering.
What?
What? What are you saying?
My quote?
Oh, sorry. Go. I thought you said you didn't have any. Go.
I don't believe in fate. I believe in choices.
Ray.
Yes.
Oh, words failing me. Any more? Go.
I don't have any more.
No, okay. I got really excited there. I thought you were going to just like, bow, bow, pow, just the whole script and we were going to guess it all. Never mind. So.
That can just be one person.
Huh?
Huh? No, I was talking to my phone.
You're on the podcast, mate.
I know, but my phone was vibrating under my blanket.
Oh, fun.
It scared me.
All right, I'm going to take this part of the podcast to remind everybody that we're on social media. You can find us on Instagram at Bebo's Legends Podcast, and you can also find us on Twitter
at Bebo's Legends.
Yes, and it's a really good chance for you to get in touch and share your opinions and have them then put out onto the podcast for everybody else to chime in on. Instagram, I try to put lots of little boxes, so it's super easy for you to just type in your responses and we go from there. So yeah, do that. Love you. Coming up next is our Finish the Quote segment, where one of us will say the first part of a quote and everybody else will finish it. Yay, play along at home.
Yeah, shout those answers loud and shout them proud.
Shout them proud.
Quiet. The energy that you're exuding right now is just too much for me. Can you calm down? For everybody, yeah, and then right now. Nisi, go.
Sorry.
I don't believe
in miracles.
Where are you from?
In faith.
No.
Yeah, is Yoon right?
No, she's not.
I don't believe in Santa Claus. Oh.
I don't believe in miracles.
Where are you from?
Sexy thing.
Yeah. Listening to that's our hype song, guys. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
But even you could get that, Elias, because it was in the first few minutes of the episode.
I don't believe in faith. I believe in science. I don't know. Ray said it. That's all I know.
No, it wasn't Ray.
Who said it?
Gideon.
Oh, I didn't listen to Gideon.
Amy, but wait, what's the voice actress's name? I forgot her name right now.
Amy Pemberton.
Yeah, she's gonna kill you.
I love her and her sassy remarks. However, see at the start of the episode, I was busy and I did not listen to Gideon. And I feel like that's like a crime punishable by death in the Legends team because you got to listen to Gideon, but I did not. She's gonna trap me in a time loop now.
Yes.
Bring it the fuck on. Love you, Amy Pemberton. So much.
Okay. Any more guesses?
No, sorry, we didn't finish that. No, what was it?
I don't believe there are any safe places, Captain.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. I remember that. My bad. Oopsies. Yunwen.
Okay. I am his
boyfriend.
No.
I don't know. Who said it?
Daughter! I'm his daughter, Cassandra Savage.
Yes.
Well done. That was a good one. You definitely caught us out. Ooh. It's me. Sorry, I was distracted. Well, someone's already said that one in the questions, Niecy. I'm trying to listen to this guy.
Oh, Meek. When
not who said it, finish the
it's about finish
he's
the
giving a hell of a speech.
Yes, he gives a hell of a speech. Niecy, go.
He could never really say
hypothetical fight.
That's right, but that's not the quote.
I love you too, Kari.
He can never say he can never say so that he loved you except with his fists.
Yes!
Yes! Get in there! Yes. Yoon.
So we make her.
Dinner.
No.
Who said it?
I think Meek.
So we make her dead.
No.
We make her burn.
We make her chopped up into little pieces and mail her to her father.
Suffer?
No.
Chop off her fingers.
We make her chop off her own fingers, Niecy. That is too far.
That's psycho.
Making people chop off their own fingers.
But he did say that. He did something. He said something with chopping off her fingers.
Yeah, but not herself chopping off her own fingers.
Jesus. I know. It was just my mind going wild. I'm sorry.
Yuna, I think it's safe to say we don't know the answer.
Okay, it's so we make her our advantage.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, that's far
makes more sense
than what we were saying. Oh, okay. How am I supposed to teach someone?
To fight?
To fight a fuck? No.
No. Parasite. That's something I know.
With the bracelet?
Yes, you know, you're really close, yeah. How am I supposed to teach someone to fight with a piece of jewelry?
That's what Niecy said.
I didn't hear you because I love you.
I love you too.
It's like, I'm really, really sorry, but I love you. And you're just like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. I love you too. It's awesome. Go.
Me?
No, the other Niecy.
Oh, okay. It seems like Savage
is bad.
No shit, Sherlock.
Who said it?
It was Rip.
Seems like Savage. I don't know.
It's a Savage.
Classy.
The Rudy. Reddit.
There you go. There's a quote for you.
I was so confused.
Wow, that took a long time. I don't know the answer.
Okay, anyone else?
Nope.
It seems like Savage has come back for his baby girl.
Oh, yep, that makes sense. Yep.
I don't have more quotes.
Okay. We've already said this one, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's always fun to win. This lid is going to be very upset when...
When he finds out we took his spot.
Boom. You're welcome.
Boom.
Nisi.
I don't have any more.
Okay, I might. Here you are entering into...
Entering into...
Mick said it. To Kendra. When she was preparing to kill.
Oh, fuck. I have no idea.
It was about the Olympics.
Yeah, now you're the, entering the Olympics of murder or killing?
Yes. Here you are entering into the Olympics of murder. I might have one more. No, I don't. Okay, I'm going to throw this over to Elias because he's super underprepared, so I think it would be funny to put him on the spot. Boom.
Fuck you.
You're going to do the promoting thing that we talked about.
Oh, okay. So, we are gonna put out an advent calendar from the 1st of December to the, I guess, 25th?
Yeah.
Or 4th? No, because our advent calendars only go to the 24th, because that's the day we celebrate in Austria. So, we're gonna make 25. And it's gonna be a wild, wild range from, designs probably that I'm gonna put out to our spin-off thingy called Ava's Anatomy to just us randomly talking about stuff, and it's gonna be real fun, so look forward to it.
Amazing. It sounds so much fun, and I personally cannot wait. We're going to move on from there to our Would You Rather. And guys, I've got an absolute cracker for you here.
Oh, so Jesus.
I would like everybody to just go around in the circle in our little order and tell me who your fave is right now from the Arrowverse.
Right now from the Arrowverse, Thea Queen.
Okay, Nisi. Oh, okay, no, let me backtrack that. Your favorite actor, so not the character.
Oh. Jess McCallum?
Jess McCallum!
Yoon?
Yeah, I think Jess McCallum.
Okay, I'm gonna go with we're all saying Jess McCallum at this point. Okay, so, would you rather vomit on Jess McCallum or have Jess McCallum vomit on you?
Jess McCallum vomit on me!
Yeah, me too.
Can we put it on a t-shirt?
Yes. I already got embarrassed in front of her, so let her vomit on me, please. Not me vomit on her. Why? I told her that it's dark in Austria.
Can I just say, though, right? I am a sympathetic vomiter, so if she vomits on me, I'm going to vomit on her. It's going to happen. It's going to be like a vomit stream.
How can you do that? Like, how can you vomit if another person vomits?
Oh, yeah, that happens. Some people have that.
Maybe the smell or the sound.
It's the retching.
It's gross.
Yeah, like if someone like, well, I'm like, well, even just think, oh, I can't. Okay, moving on. So yeah, that was our fun. Would you rather? And if you keep an eye out on social media, you will see that posted, and you can vote and tell us what you would rather do with your fave, whoever that may be. Next up is our hypothetical fight. Now, this might leave you guys in a bit of a tizzy because I've got another Marvel character that you may or may not know, but I've got some infos, so if you don't know who they are, I can explain it before we start. So it's going to be between The Flash and Quicksilver.
Oh, fuck you.
So I'll just say Quicksilver is a mutant from X-Men and was also in The Avengers. He is the brother, the twin brother of Scarlet Witch, and depending on which version you're going with, is also the son of Magneto. So who would win He's got speed. He's very fast. They're both very fast.
I'm gonna go with the
blank. Okay, so Quicksilver's power comes from a mutation of his genes. He's not electrical. He's not got like the lightning and things. He's a fast person. So it's like saying who'd win between having one and not having it, I guess.
I think... fuck. The Flash.
Any reasons why?
No.
Okay.
It just came up into my head because I barely know anything about Quicksilver. I know he exists. But, like, that's all. Flash has still, like, the lightning power and shit, which Quicksilver doesn't. So I think the Flash would win.
Me too.
For the same reasons?
Well, basically.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Because, I mean, like, Flash has, like, a power. And the other one that I don't remember his name.
Quicksilver.
It's just like a freak with cool genes. That's all.
He does have cool genes, though, yeah. Like, his mutation is pretty awesome. I also think the Flash, however, I think that because he has the Speed Force, so he has the ability to throw lightning, and he's got, like, the sonic punch and things like that. In the comics, there was actually a race between the Flash and Quicksilver, and the Flash was faster. However, only when he had the Speed Force, like they did this weird crossover where he was on an Earth with no Speed Force, and then he's just a guy, do you know what I mean? However, he was faster with the Speed Force. But Quicksilver has no need for the Speed Force, he's just fast anyway, so... Flash with Speed Force would win, Flash without would not.
Yeah, basically.
Wiki, we're going to pop that on social media as well. We would love to hear your opinion on it and let us know who you think would win out of a fight between the Flash and Quicksilver. We're going to move quickly onto our questions and shout-outs that we have for the week. First up, I posted asking what people thought about the episode that we're discussing today, Leviathan, and Arrowverse_Multiverse said that they love the relationship between Leonard and Cassandra and think that it could have been developed further.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Bebo's Legends podcast fan said it was such a good episode if it's the one with Savage's kid.
Yeah.
It's the one with Savage's kid. Alright, this is a whole bunch of letters and numbers. XU6RU8JP47392 said unexpected because I thought that there could have been a mythical creature or a god thing. I guess they're talking about like when the robot was there and it was wiping people out. That was that part. I then asked if anyone had any questions for us, and I've got about 8 sitting, so I'm just going to fire them through. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Raccoon.
Cat. A dog. A butterfly.
Wow. You know him?
A dolphin.
They're pretty smart, yeah. I think I would go with an elephant.
I literally thought you were gonna say an elephant.
Yep. I love elephants.
He owns an elephant. Of course
you I just wanted to say that.
I do. I have an elephant, so yep. Someone else asked, why are you so adorable? It's just a God-given gift. Can't help it. I'm sorry. Thank you. That's kind. How has your week been? Those are words.
Are we having a therapy session now?
Just a brief, like, was your week good? Was it bad? Was it eventful? Mm. Was it boring?
It was kind of good because I finally got my last therapist note for my hormone therapy, so I'm going to start that one soon.
Woo!
Or I didn't get it yet. It's going to be sent by mail to my house soon. Mm. And I spent the most time with my boy, so it was okay. Woo. But I was really bored because they played D&D a lot.
Nisi, how was your week?
Great, actually. yeah, it was roller coaster of emotions. But it came out great.
Yun, how was your week?
Like hell.
Oh.
I'm on evaluation in my school. And it's awful.
Sounds stressful. My week's been all right. It's been boring. It's been the usual. We have Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK, where we celebrate a man who tried to blow up Parliament, I guess. It's weird. We're strange people. So a lot of people let off fireworks to celebrate the man who tried to blow up Parliament with TNT. So yeah, there's been a lot of fireworks, which is pretty awesome. That's how my week's been. Rate the seasons of Legends of Tomorrow from best to worst.
Worst season, best to worst. Best season 4, 3, 5, 2, 1.
Mine is the exact same as yours.
I would go with Disorder 2. Because season 4 is like, season 4 is the best. Then I would say season 3 because I love season 3. And yeah, then the others are all along the way.
Yeah, me too.
So there you have it. People's Legends podcast rates season 1, rates the seasons as best being 4, and then it goes 3, 5, 2, 1. Hope that answers your question. Was it easy to take off your Halloween makeup? You all looked amazing.
No. I had like lipstick all over my face for I don't know how long, 3 days?
I had glitter in my eyebrows for like 1 week, and my coworkers were asking me, she was like coming closer and closer, and I was like, what? Can I help you? She was like, is this glitter on your eyebrow? I was like, yes. Didn't you take your makeup off? And I was like, if I wouldn't have taken my makeup off, I would be bad woman.
I mean, I said yes because taking off my makeup was easy. However, the glue that I had stuck the sparkly things onto my eyebrow with ripped the front part of my eyebrow off, and I've had to draw them on ever since. So that part not so great, but it's the sacrifices we make. Name 3 people that you would love to have on the podcast.
Jess McCallan.
Jess McCallan.
Tala Ashi.
Tala.
And Maisie.
I'm gonna say Jess, Tala, and Adam.
Oh yeah, Adam.
Oh, I'm gonna Jess, Maisie, and Adam.
Oh, what about you, Yun?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so there you go.
I mean, I thought about Katie Lutz about a minute, but no. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it would be cool to have her come on. Like, obviously. But top 3 for me at this minute would be Jess, Tala, and then Adam. So if anyone who's listening can make that happen, please do. Thank you. Love you. Bye. Cammy, you have to act Twitter. Do it. What's the next question? What character from any season do you think you would be best friends with?
Charlie.
Ava Sharp. I don't think she would like me. I don't think she would like
okay.
me at all.
I could bond with Ava over, like, serial childhood killer. Trauma or lack of childhood serial trauma.
Serial killers. You could bond with Ava over serial killers.
No, I don't know that much about serial killers, to be
yeah,
honest.
But I feel like given the right environment, you could probably be one. What? Okay, this is not a leap, okay? How many times during this podcast have you said that you're going to kill people? It's not a leap.
What was the second conversation the two of us had? Me
the
talking
fact that you wanted
killing
to kill
my politicians.
Literally that you were going to kill everybody. So, well, not that you were going to. That you
okay,
were.
Okay. So, I take that. Touché.
Yeah, I don't think I would like to be friends with Ava, but I don't think she would like me.
Aww. Why?
Because I'm me and she's her. Again, like, she's very, like, Ava is very, like, to the rules. She's very, and I'm very much, like, throw it to the wind and see what happens.
Well,
I like rules,
so
too, but she's more rules than me.
Yeah, that's true. But now that she has her girlfriend, and her girlfriend is more like you, that just goes with her stomach.
Maybe
you
she
know,
would love me.
You
positive
would...
and negative, they always are meant to be together. So you have a chance.
I'm going to go with Ava, guys. Thank you. What about you, Nisi? What would yours be?
Can I just choose one?
It is just a one. You have to choose one.
Okay. Nora?
Oh, Nora! That's a good choice.
That's a really fucking good choice.
What about you, Yoon? Who do you think?
Yeah, I think Nora.
Okay, tough one then. What character from season one would you be friends with?
I guess Sarah. We could bond over wanting to kill people.
Nisi, what do you think?
I think Sarah or Ray? I don't know.
Oh, I think you and Ray would be such good friends.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a friendship that I would love to see.
Yes.
You two would just be so nice to each other.
And me and Sarah would just stand there like, guys, tone down the happiness and niceness a bit.
Do you watch Grey's Anatomy? You know when like Christina and Meredith are like talking, but they don't actually ever listen to what the other person is saying.
Yeah,
they say their own problem, and that's it. Like that's how they deal. I feel like I could see that being you and Sarah. Like neither of you actually like. You're just like me, 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 me. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that too.
I could see that. What about you, Yoon? What do you think?
Probably Sarah or Snart. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, Snart is also a top pick for me because I'm actually really interested in science. But, like, killing people is more fun than science.
Yeah, of course. You have a bloodthirst.
I think that I would pick... Oh, God, I don't know. That's really hard, actually. Maybe Sarah probably is the easy pick. I think I'd quite like to be friends with Kendra, but I don't know that she's pretty preoccupied with what's going on in her life, and I don't know that I could handle that. Maybe Sarah. I think Gideon would be a pretty awesome friend. Like, I could see myself just sitting talking to Gideon, having a little chin wag, you know. Being best buds with Gideon. And I'm saying that 100% because I already fucked up and said about not listening to her. So shout out to Gideon. Yeah. Any more for any more? Does anyone have anything they want to add before we call this a night?
I fucked up. Niecy just pointed it out to me because someone said they would be friends with Snart. I don't remember who it was, and I jumped to science because I thought they meant Stein. So I just wanted to correct myself.
Stein would be a fun friend. I think he'd be like a really good like guiding figure. I think we could all use a friend like Stein.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for listening to episode 13 of Beyblade Legends podcast. We really appreciate that you've taken the time if you've made it this far. Check us out on social media. Leave us your reviews. Set in your calendar that we've got an advent coming because it's going to be kick-ass. And, get in touch. We want to hear from you. We love you lots.
Bye.
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 Why am I waving every day?
I don't know. Everyone.
I also that the.
It's like me with the handshake. Pleased to meet you. Bloody weird people, so we are. Okay, peace out, everybody. Love you.
Bye.
Bebo's Legends podcast. I la la love you too.